Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Penny Peep Show.
Hello, friends. Creator of the podcast, Kieran here. The episode you're about to listen to was originally released in 2018, when life and my recording equipment was a lot simpler. It's been fixed up best it can and is being re-released as we wait for lockdowns to lift. Thank you so much for sticking around, and I hope you enjoy this episode of Humanity's Last Hope.
Hey guys, it's your girl, Carrie here. I'm back with my new bestie, Susie Q.
Hey everybody, it is such an honor to be here. I am geeked, let me tell you.
Are you kidding? I'm geeked. I am such a huge fan of your channel.
Girl.
If you haven't checked out Susie's channel, do it now. Link in the description box below. Over there, you can see Susie give me this sickening, stunning, gorgeous makeup look.
Oh my god, yes! Your face is beat, girl!
But today we're here on my channel, and it's my turn to give Susie here a look of her own.
My life is literally in your head. I'm scared.
Girl, you should be. I've decided to do a volcano-themed makeup look.
Really? Cool.
Yeah, I was watching the news and I was seeing all this lava and explosions and I'm like orange and red and smoke. That is a look right there.
You saw smoke and thought, smoky eye.
Yeah. Now, this look was inspired by the volcano in Yellowstone National Park, and I think you come from there.
Oh my god, yes. Stalker much.
I'm watching you.
But yeah, my family is from all around there. My mom still lives there.
Living near a volcano sounds scary.
Yeah, I was thinking about asking her to move down here with me, but she hates LA, so...
Girl! My parents are the same. My momsie was out here last week, and she let me do her makeup.
Cute!
The link will be in the description box below. Now, we are starting this volcano-inspired look with my new favorite foundation.
Oh, she looks rough.
She is. I did swatches and all that good stuff in my last PR haul, and one thing I love about this is that they've got a whole bunch of shades for any skin tone.
Supporting diversity is, like, so important.
I know, right? I'm using a shade called White Devil. It comes from my collab with Sistine Beauty, and you can find the link in the description box below.
Humanity's reign on Earth has ended. A cataclysmic volcanic eruption has thrown the world into darkness. The triumphs of mankind lie smothered in ash, life itself driven to the brink of extinction. But not all have perished. On the distant planet of Mars, a desperate band of Earthlings struggle onward. They are far from home and far from safe. They are humanity's last hope.
Andrea.
Kelsey, can I help you with something?
I don't think so. Can I help you with something?
I'm performing routine maintenance on the biofilm reactor.
On the...
It's sewage filtration. It's real exciting stuff.
Wow, smart.
Are you okay, Kelsey?
Yeah, I feel a bit heavy. Oh, that's better.
Kelsey?
This carpet is comfortable.
There's no carpet, Kelsey.
So soft.
What's happening, Kelsey? Kelsey,
What
is happening to you?
Nothing. I ate a brownie and now I feel a fluffy.
A brownie?
Mm-hmm.
A brownie. Kelsey is in bed. I've called a meeting to have a chat about a couple of things.
Why does Kelsey get out of it?
That's part of what the meeting is about.
I didn't know a nap was a valid excuse.
It's not, Simon.
I'd nap through all the meetings.
Simon, please. I called this meeting to discuss the nasty shadow that drug use is casting over this base.
I'm not using any drugs.
I know that, Simon.
So why have you called a meeting about it?
Simon, will you just Ben, are you still giving Kelsey your brownies?
Nope. You told me to stop. You told me that tricking her into drug use was tantamount to assault.
And it is. So why did she roll around on the sewage processing biodome floor, say she liked the carpet, and tell me she ate a brownie?
I don't know, Andrea. Why did she roll around on the sewage processing biodome floor, say she liked the carpet, and tell you she ate a brownie?
I'm assuming it's because you gave her a brownie.
I did not give her a brownie.
Can I have a brownie?
Shut up, Simon.
She may have found a brownie and eaten it, but I didn't give it to her.
You still have them?
Sure, they're in the fridge. Kelsey must have taken one.
Serves you right for not labelling your food. I said right from the...
Simon, I am begging you to shut up. Ben, I'm putting my foot down. No drugs.
All right.
I've got this bin, and I want us to go around and clear out anything that could fall into the wrong hands or mouth.
Fine.
I want to try one of these brownies that everyone is going on about.
More opening.
Evening, Kelsey. Feeling better?
Andrea, what happened? How long have I been in bed?
You ate one of Ben's brownies.
And?
It was laced with pot.
But I ate a couple of them.
Yep.
And drugs usually make me...
floppy.
Yeah. Oh, I think I'm pretty annoyed about this.
I would be too.
I've been eating those brownies for days.
Normally one at a time.
And he didn't say anything. What kind of person tricks someone into taking drugs?
I know, right? How are you feeling now?
Fine, I suppose. Pretty hungry, I guess.
I'll make you something.
I'm going to have strong words with Ben.
I already have. I made him clear out all his drugs. He assured me that we got rid of all of it. Are these your mushrooms?
Hmm?
These mushrooms. They're yours?
No, not mine.
Fair game, then. You go have a shower, freshen yourself up. I'll whip up some risotto or something.
Hey, Andrea.
Hi, Ben.
You all right?
Yeah. Just had some dinner and I'm feeling a bit weird.
Oh, no. I was about to watch a movie.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean
to... You can join me, if you like.
Would that be okay?
It'll distract you. Come on, sit down.
Maybe. Thanks. What's the movie?
Titty Fucker 3.
I don't think I know that one.
Oh, don't worry. You don't need to see the previous ones. The Titty Fucker movies are pretty self-contained.
Is it a porn?
It can be enjoyed as a porn, yes. But that's not what I'm doing.
No?
No. I find before I can enjoy a work of pornography, I need to delve into its creative vision. What are the performers trying to tell us? What is the message? How does the story communicate?
Does this? A movie like Titty Fucker 3 have a story?
The Titty Fucker movies are famed for their stories.
Really?
Yes! The Titty Fucker series takes us into the world of Dr. Titty Fucker, a world-famous archaeologist and explorer without limits, played by celebrated adult film entrepreneur Asia Torrent. And what generally follows is a rollicking thrill ride of a movie, a pastiche to film noir and the pulp fiction of yesteryear. Dr. Fucker will often end up in a compromising position with a native tribe and then find some sort of lost idol or artifact, which Dr. Fucker usually fucks herself with. Oh, and at some point she'll titty fuck someone.
Of course.
Let's do this.
I found it! The lost sex toy of Cleopatra!
Stop right there, hair cop! Hands over Cleopatra's dildo!
This is just the prologue.
Aha! This will be going into my private collection!
It belongs inside of me!
You titty fucker!
That's Dr. Titty Fucker!
Did you say that her name is Asia?
Yeah, that's right. Asia Torrent.
But she's not Asian?
No, but he is a sidekick. She's Asian.
Quick, Titty! We have to get out of here before the pyramid collapses!
I'm coming, big round ass!
The effects are interesting.
I don't really watch movies for special effects.
Not this movie, anyway.
I, for one, think CGI has gone too far. I know it's a pyramid. I know it's collapsing. Let me use my imagination.
You saved my life, big brown ass. How can I thank you? And how are we gonna smuggle Cleopatra's dildo past the Nazis?
Oh, I know one place you can smuggle it.
Let's see if it fits.
Big Round Ass is played by Korean porn star Fanny Pak. She's in all the Titty Fucker films.
Porn star, not adult film entrepreneur.
She's yet to sink her teeth into more behind-the-scenes roles. Asia, however, produces... directs.
You go, girl.
It is refreshing when women tell their own stories.
How long is the prologue?
These two fucked in the last one, so it'll probably be quick. Ah, here we go.
And the title of the movie is written on the dildo. Clever.
I thought the trail for the lost city of Eldu Rider had gone cold. But when I found the map in my stepmother's possessions, I knew I had to get the treasure before she did.
Wait, what's happening? We're in South America?
Well, that's what I like about it. They don't waste any time.
We need to get past these vines.
big round ass. Pass me the machete.
Here you go, Titty.
Hot pants in a jungle don't seem very practical. Oh, it's plastic. Oh, it doesn't matter.
Stop. You are on forbidden land.
Oh, my God.
Amazon. Why is that Amazon lady white?
That's Shelley Summers. She's an adult film legend.
But why is she white?
Get out of here.
Oh, this movie is giving me a headache.
Back for you.
After her.
Please, Amazon queen. I come in peace.
So say all invaders of our sacred place. Remove her clothing. She might be hiding a weapon.
It's my stepmother you want. Her name is Dr. Andrea Shepherd, and she's a bitch.
What did she say?
Dr. Andrea Shepherd, you say? We must find her and murder her.
Be careful. She will try to seduce you. But everyone who has ever loved her turned into a monster and found the sex academic.
What
she
the fuck is this?
She will surely die alone.
Look, it's not the best
we'll
dialogue.
Kill her.
Did you hear that, Andrea?
We're going to kill you.
Oh, I'm turning it off. It's off. It's off.
But they're in there. They are in there. We have to destroy the television.
Andrea, have you taken something?
What? No.
You were tripping hard. What have you taken?
Nothing. I had dinner.
What did you have for dinner?
Those women are trying to kill me.
Andrea, what did you have for dinner?
Risotto. Oh. With mushrooms.
What sort of mushrooms?
They were in the fridge I made for Kelsey.
Did Kelsey eat them?
I don't. Probably. I...
Andrea? Andrea? Oh, she left me dinner.
Ben!
How much did you eat?
Why would
How much did you eat?
None of it. Andrea made it for me special.
It had shrooms in it.
I know it had...
No, shrooms. Magic mushrooms. Psilocybin.
The hallucinogenic ones?
Yes, those ones.
For God's sake, Ben. Did you learn nothing?
Well, you weren't supposed to eat them.
What's going on?
Kelsey almost ate a whole mess of magic mushrooms.
They were just loose in the fridge.
Were they labeled?
No.
I mean, I'm feeling pretty vindicated right now.
But Andrea ate it.
She had the risotto?
Yes, a lot of it. Probably. She currently thinks she's being hunted by porn stars.
Why?
We were watching porn together.
Is this a regular thing?
No, I just...
Where is she?
My room.
You stay in there! Don't you come out!
Is she talking to us?
No, she's talking to the porn stars. To the TV.
I don't know much about this. Should we go in? Or will that distress her more?
I mean, it could. She sounds pretty upset already.
Ben?
I don't know.
Well, think of something.
I'm trying, honest.
Hey, we can't just leave her in there.
I got you, you bitches. You white Amazon bitches. Wait, wait. Where did the TV go? Ben? Ben? It's so cold. Why is it so cold? Help. Anyone?
Andrea, I am here. I have come for you.
Dr. Dane, is that you?
That's right. I have left my world of nature documentaries to come find you. I came so fast that I didn't have time to change out of my wetsuit. It's still damp.
Oh, my.
Look, it's clinging to every muscle, every curve and angle of my body.
But what about the flat-faced squaw? It's critically endangered.
So are you, Andrea.
I am?
Yes, you are. Do you trust me, Andrea?
Of course.
Then come, wrap your arms around me. We must save you, and to do that, we must take a journey.
What the hell is she doing?
She seems calmer.
Why is she hugging me?
She called you Dr. Dane,
I won't let you go, Dr. Dane.
Ah, shit! Look what she did to my TV!
That's the least you deserve.
What do we do with her?
She seems pretty attached to you, Simon.
No kidding.
Get her back to her room. Ben and I will clean up the glass.
Where are you taking me, Dr. Dane?
To your room.
My room?
Yes, the room of your childhood. We must take you back to where it all began.
Where what began?
Began to go wrong.
There's nothing wrong. I'm fine.
Kylie, open Andrea's door.
Yes, Dr. Plum.
All right, in you go.
Dr. Dane.
Come on your bed.
Dr. Dane?
Just stay there.
Dr. Dane, where did you go?
Right here.
Dr. Dane!
I didn't go anywhere.
Don't leave me, Dr. Dane!
I'm not!
Andrea, sweetie, are you in your
classroom learning?
I am, Mummy. I'm learning very hard.
Make sure you're learning, sweetie.
Is the girl learning?
I am, Daddy. I am.
She says she is learning.
Is she learning fast enough?
She could learn faster.
Hold her, Mummy.
Mummy! Ow!
Hold her face, Mummy.
I have her face, Daddy.
Open her mouth.
No, no,
open
not that.
What?
Please,
sweetie.
Here comes the book.
Read the book, sweetie.
She seems a lot better.
Simon, what did you do to her?
Nothing. She just moaned about her parents and then started rolling around on the floor.
Ben!
She's tripping. Could be anything.
And there's nothing we can do?
We could try sedating her.
Great. More drugs.
Otherwise, she just has to ride it out.
Poor Andrea.
Hey, at least if she's fetal, she can't break any more TVs.
You shut up, Ben! You shut up! Andrea, honey, we're here for you.
Oh, my God. She's here.
Who's here?
She escaped. Get away.
Andrea?
It's Fanny. It's Fanny Pack.
Andrea?
It's Big Round Ass.
What is she talking about?
Get away from me.
We're going. Back out, everyone. Kylie, close Andrea's door.
Yes, Dr. Gutowski.
And lock it.
Yes.
And remove Andrea's authorization. Code 14R-A.
Yes.
Ben!
What? Do you want her wandering about?
No, I suppose not. What did she call me?
She thought you were a porn star.
What have you done to her, Ben?
That's a compliment, really, when you think about it.
So, what do we do now?
Keep an eye on her. Make sure she doesn't hurt herself.
Open this door! Kylie, open this door!
I'm sorry, Dr. Shepherd. You do not have authorization to complete this request.
I am commander of this base! Open the door!
I'm sorry, Dr. Shepherd. You do not have authorization to complete
Don't
this request.
Don't start with me, bitch!
What would you like to start, Dr. Shepherd?
Let me out, please!
I'm sorry, Dr. Shepherd, but I cannot do that.
Are you laughing at me? Stop
I'm
it!
Sorry, Dr. Shepherd, you do not have authorization to complete this request.
Stop laughing! Stop it! Leave me alone!
Just like everybody else!
Dr. Dane, how are you? Dr. Dane?
Andrea, are you all right?
What?
I do wish you could be more mature about this.
Professor Bernard? Remy?
I don't think this is what anybody wants, but such is life.
It's your office, just as I remember it.
And what else would it be? I knew you'd be emotional, but I at least thought we could talk about this as adults.
Oh, God. It's that day.
Yes. It's time to be realistic. We've both had a good time, but,
we both knew it would come to an end. Shit.
We were fooling ourselves that it could last. That it could be something more.
I don't want to do this again. This fucking sucks the first time around.
I've dedicated my life to this institution. My work has always come first. You knew that about
me. It's what attracted me to you.
Precisely. And you don't want this haunting you either.
No.
Really, this is best for both of us.
I know. I'm sorry that I'm crying.
Yes. You'll need to clean yourself up before you leave my office.
Of course. I'm sorry.
And I'll see that you're transferred to a different academic advisor.
Yes.
And then I can get back to my other students.
Other students?
My other girls. Yes. Why? You thought you were special?
What?
Oh, Andrea. So naive. Such a child. Come. Step through this door. And behold!
Where did this door come from?
Step through!
Where have you been, Remy?
Is that
Bernard?
You, Remy?
Where have you been?
Join them, Andrea! Be one of my girls!
No!
Join them!
Remy! Why?
Did you think you were special? How foolish!
No! No, please! No, no!
What do we do?
I don't know.
Andrea would know what to do.
Go in and ask her then.
I'll go in.
Simon, are you sure?
Well, she seems to like me.
She could be dangerous.
Well, it's worth a shot though, right?
Simon, you are such a good person.
Yeah, well. Kylie, open the door.
Yes, Dr. Blum.
And lock it behind me.
Yes, Dr. Blum.
What a stressful evening.
Yeah. Fancy a drink?
You can... I'm mad at you. You shut up!
Andrea, take my hand.
Dr. Dane, you came back for me!
Hurry!
You saved me, Dr. Dane. You saved me from myself, an army of myself. Is that a metaphor?
It could be.
A metaphor for making the same mistakes again and again, and always ending with me being alone. I pick the wrong people and drive everyone else away. Everyone hates me.
Andrea?
My crew hate me. All of them. They don't respect me. They don't listen to me.
Andrea, that's not true. We need you, Andrea. You're our rock. And sure, sometimes it feels like you're weighing us down.
But you're also anchoring us and... I can't do metaphors. We like you. We all like you.
But I'm so lonely.
I think perhaps that... On the outside, it looks like you don't need anybody, but everybody needs somebody, I guess. We need to look out for each other, and none of us have been. Well, Kelsey has. Ben and I haven't.
Dr. Dane?
But we don't hate you. No one hates you. We all love and respect you. If tomorrow, when your head is clear and you need someone to, you know, lean on, I'll be there, okay?
You love me, Dr. Dane?
What? Oh, yeah, sure.
I love you too, Dr. Dane.
Now, why don't we get you to bed or something? Maybe sleep it off.
Okay.
So, get yourself into your pajamas. I'll close my eyes.
Okay, Dr. Dane.
Now let's... Andrea!
Yes, Dr. Dane.
You're naked!
That's right, you lie.
No, put your clothes on!
Don't face the corner, Dr. Dane. I know you love me. You said it yourself.
Andrea, stop!
I know you want
Andrea.
Me.
Andrea!
Simon, do you need us?
No, stay out there. I can handle it.
I love you, Dr. Dane.
Poor Simon. I hope he's all right.
You heard him. He can handle it.
None of this mess would have happened if you'd respected Andrea enough to throw away your drugs. Or at least hide them better.
I know.
Really? Do you? Do you understand how humiliated Andrea is going to feel tomorrow? She's our leader. She prides herself on that.
Yeah, well...
Do you want to be commander?
No.
Then why can't you let her do it? You're an asshole. You realize that, right?
Yeah, I'm beginning to.
Good.
How does anger feel?
Hot. My face feels red. It's weird.
I've called this meeting to discuss last night. As uncomfortable as it is, I don't feel that it's something I can just ignore.
Of course not.
Sorry.
Ben, I appreciate you didn't intend for that to happen. This was an accident.
Thanks, Andrea.
I'm still feeling pretty raw about it. I mean, I told you to clean up that shit and you ignored me. You disobeyed a direct order.
Yes, I did.
Having said that, Ben came to me first thing this morning to apologize, and I accepted that apology.
Thank you.
But I expect everyone to take me a bit more seriously going forward, okay?
Yes, Andrea.
Sir.
Definitely.
And the less said about what happened between Simon and I, the better.
If that's what you want.
Hey, we've all wanted to punch him in the face.
Yes. So, unless someone has something else to say...
No, Andrea.
No.
Nope.
Then you're dismissed. Simon, hang back.
Okay.
Punched you in the face.
You did, at one point. How do you think I got this black eye?
You didn't tell them about, you know...
You humping my leg while nude?
Yes.
Of course not. It's so embarrassing.
I'm sorry to put you through that.
Embarrassing for you. I wouldn't want the others to know if I did something like that, drugged or not.
No.
I may be a wuss, but I'm not without honour, Andrea.
Of course not. Thank you. I appreciate your discretion.
Right. Thank you.
I also remember talking to Dr. Dane about... personal issues?
About being lonely.
Yes.
Can I be honest with you, Andrea?
Sure.
I'm a pretty unpleasant person. I'm whiny, picky, sulky. I know this about myself. I don't like it, but there it is. You lot find me insufferable, and you've only known me a couple of years. Imagine living with me. It's horrible. So if anyone knows what loneliness is like, it's me.
Oh, Simon,
I'm not the best listener, I know that, but I try. So if ever you're feeling really crappy or you just want someone to bitch to, I'm here for you. I won't give good advice like Kelsey or invite you to watch porn like Ben, but I'm always there to be a mopey, sad, pathetic mess with you.
Thanks, Simon.
Well, it's my turn to feed the chickens, so...
Just one more thing. Did I really hump your leg?
Like a dog. And then you scooted around on your ass for 15 minutes. It was the most disturbing thing I've ever seen.
Okay, great. Thanks for letting me know. Let's get to work.
Yep.
Hey, Humanity's Last Home featured the voices of
Jacqueline Osorio as Andrea,
Matt Graham as Ben,
Brianna Marshall as Kelsey,
Kieran Davey as Simon,
with Miranda Selwood as Kylie.
Additional voices by
Alice Nilsson,
Lucy Clough,
David Moss,
Catherine Thorncombe,
and
Ethan Dean.
Words by Kieran Davey. Music by Andrew Chamberlain.
Hello again, friends! Creator of the podcast, Kieran here with the sign-off. As ever, thank you for listening to this re-release of Episode 3 of Humanity's Last Hope. This episode featured one of my all-time favorite things that has come from this podcast ever. That is, of course, a porn version of the Indiana Jones theme. As you've probably figured out by now, although Humanity's Last Hope is about highly qualified people living on a distant planet, there is nothing remotely smart or accurate about it. So to make up for this, we turn to this episode's cross-promotion! Space Junk is a self-described, relentlessly intellectual podcast. Seriously, host Annie Hanmer is the real deal and her guests are even realer. If you've got a genuine interest in science, ethics, and of course, space, Space Junk is for you. It's everything the characters of Humanity's Last Hope are pretending to be. You can find the link where all good links are found in the episode description. If you can spare us another minute of your time, then please, in that episode description are also links to contact us here at the Penny Peep Show. I'd love it if you could spare us a rating or even a review on your app of choice. Until next week, thanks again for listening. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.